How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Cashier Kathy Volk rings up a new order at the West Glacier Mercantile.
They buy a little of everything. They're really healthy buying things, too, with fruits and different things for camping and hiking and snacks on the rafting trips. And
next to Volk at the checkout stand, Karen Leitz is bagging people's purchases and checking to make sure they have all they need.
Maybe a few napkins. You do look pretty neat, though.
Leitz says she's been working at the West Glacier Merc for 17 years. She says people have a lot of questions about where to hike, places to stop, things to see. But recently, there's been a new question.
With the changing of ownership, they want to know how it's going, and it's going very well. They've been very good.
The Lundgren family owned many of the familiar brown and yellow chalet-style buildings and businesses in West Glacier for 70 years. They recently sold to Glacier Park Incorporated for $17 million. Vice President and General Manager for GPI, Ron Cadrett, points out the businesses that are part of this acquisition.
We have West Glacier Gifts, West Glacier Mercantile, which is a grocery store here in West Glacier, the gas station across the street that we're looking at now, West Glacier Motel, which is just to our left here, as well as the West Glacier Cafe. And then in the Apgar Village, there's a Cedar Tree Gift Shop and the Apgar Village Lodge that we also purchased.
There's not much you can see that isn't now part of GPI. The sale also includes almost 200 acres of undeveloped land in West Glacier.
We don't have any current plans for it right now. We've been mostly focused on closing in on this acquisition and then operating the business for the summer.
GPI was the park concessionaire operating the in-park hotels like Lake McDonald Lodge and Many Glacier Hotel, among others, for the past 32 years. It lost out to Zanterra when the contract came back up for renewal. Zanterra took over operations in January. GPI still operates the Prince of Wales Hotel in Waterton Lakes National Park, connected to Glacier on the Canadian side of the border, the Motel Lake McDonald in Glacier, Glacier Park Lodge in East Glacier, and Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish.
This is a perfect fit for, and complements our other gateway properties very well. West Glacier Mercantile is a wonderfully run business model. It has a great team of individuals, and it complements our overall operations very well.
Concerns have been raised over GPI taking over both the businesses and particularly the undeveloped land in West Glacier. A page launched on the social media site Facebook called Save Historic West Glacier Village, Montana, started at the beginning of June and garnered more than 900 followers. On the page, it calls for GPI to publicly pledge to maintain local livelihoods by hiring locally and paying living wages, preserve the undeveloped land in line with existing zoning regulations, and work with the community and elected officials to get the village on the National Register of Historic Places. Cadrett says for this year, just about the only thing that employees should see change is who is issuing their paychecks.
Quote, this year is pretty much business as usual, and looking at the future, I don't really have any plans that I can share. We haven't started working on those yet.
As the park hotel concessionaire, GPI was required by the Park Service to preserve the historic integrity of the hotels. Cadrett says that preservation of the historic buildings remains an important part of their infrastructure. As far as future plans for the undeveloped land, time and planning and zoning will tell. Catherine Fry reporting from the Flathead.